Out and about in Western agriculture. The Irrigated Lands Regulatory Program is starting their requirements for nitrogen reporting, and one group in California is the test area for the process. The East San Joaquin County Water Quality Coalition will be the guinea pig, so to speak, for nitrogen reporting with the Irrigated Lands Regulatory Program.
It came about actually because of our successes in the surface water quality programs. And we were the first coalition out of the seven coalitions throughout the Central Valley to adopt the new requirements under the new general order, which was adopted for the whole Central Valley back in 2012.
Stanislaus County Farm Bureau Executive Director Wayne Zipser says the timeliness of the reporting is the biggest issue, but he believes that once all of this is said and done, the industry might be pleasantly surprised by the numbers.
Well, I think the challenge is because the deadlines are so quick, and we definitely see that, you know, the deadline to report under the high vulnerable areas of groundwater, reporting of nitrogen use is due April 1st. And we know that that's a real challenge for a lot of growers. It's starting their busy season, they're starting to their growing season, and it's going to be a challenge. All we're asking is try to get growers to report as soon as they can, because we have to file a report. Again, it's new area, and as you mentioned, it's new. It's something that's going to be, I think over time, is going to be improved, and I think we're going to see a good data out of it. And I virtually think that essentially we're going to find that farmers are efficiently farming and doing a great job, and a nitrogen fertilizer is not going to be a big issue, I think, in today's world.
Zipser says they're the first group to do this, and all the other groups in the state will be going through the same process soon. I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNetWest.com.